Lord, please help us draw closer to your heart and not block the flow of your miracle-working power. Amen. Do you understand, Claire? Jesus began. You are not weak, you are strong, much stronger than you think. Do you understand I inhabit you? Your mouth is my mouth. Your sighs are my sighs. Your pain is my pain. And my flubs, when the demons manifest and refuse to leave? This is why I feel so weak. I know my fast is not sufficient, and I imagine they will refuse my commands until I make more sacrifices. I feel so impotent. That's because you are looking to yourself, not me. Do you think for one moment they will resist me? No, I believe they cannot. You are correct in saying that. So what do we do? Let me handle it. Wait on me to rise up from within you and exercise the anointing. Allow me, wait on me, manifest me. It is a whole different way of thinking. Your power is in me, living in you. When you are weak in realizing that, it does not come through. More intimacy and faith is your answer to handle this attack. There is no power on earth that can resist or disobey me, because the consequences to the demon are much more than they want to bear. Satan understands this, so he works to divide us, so that our walk will be watered down. You must release your faith, Claire. You limit me by your unbelief. Lord, how can anyone limit you by unbelief? You remember in Nazareth? I could do very few miracles because of their unbelief. You all must cooperate with who I am and stop restricting me with your unbelief. How does that work, Lord? I don't understand. Jesus continued, I choose to work through weak human vessels. That means I am subject to their unbelief. Look at it this way. There is an electrical current pulsing through your body. When you have faith in me, our currents match. I move through you freely. And when you oppose me with unbelief, it shuts down or blocks the free flow of my current. As you come to understand how very faithful I am and disregard all the insinuations of the enemy about yourself and myself, you remove the impediment that shuts me down. That is why intimacy and knowing me are the single greatest factor in my ability to move through you. The second greatest is sin. When you sin, you impede the flow of grace. Disobedience is sin. And to a lesser or greater degree, it becomes an obstacle to our work together. I do take into consideration your weaknesses and the pressures being exerted on you to give in. Judgment and gossip are at the top of the list of sins that block my movement in the Spirit. There is no hard and fast rule as to how much sin it takes. Because of my mercy, the need of the soul and the circumstances of the sin are taken into consideration. More and more the world is beginning to understand the movement of energy and how it arrays itself into light, electricity, magnetism, and radiation. Man has devised weapons. With the help of the fallen angels, they are enabled by controlling energy in all its forms. You are on the cusp of creation with this knowledge, but you will never be able to overcome me and my will. There is no power greater than mine, and it is by my will that the universe is held together. Therefore, I will frustrate some of the attempts made to usurp my authority. Very simply, if I wanted to do it, the entire collider, staff, and buildings could disappear in less than a millisecond. I am using all these things to bring to the surface the evil ones and their agendas. Everything I allow will eventually serve my plans and yours as well. So getting back to faith, as you come to realize who I am and the power over all things, You will begin to walk in miracles because of your acknowledgement of me. The greater your knowledge, the greater the miracles. It's just that simple. Now, there are times when I exercise my sovereignty and do things outside the realm of your cooperation. This is my prerogative. I am not subject to my rules for mankind. Do not pray for miracles. Draw closer to me. Remember, I am love, and these miracles will be the natural outcome. And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may we all stay close to his heart. Amen.